FM right across the coast. Strotty for brekkie. It is Oztober for today and tomorrow, and then it's over. Oz crawled there, and I just love that. Things don't seem from the up. Was that from Sirocco? I think it was, yeah. Morning, everybody. How are we? Hope you had a good Monday. I certainly did. Busy day foot soldiering around here at the Ems, getting ready for a big couple of weeks coming up, let me tell you, with Movember coming up. And look, I got to say, I've had a little head start on the Mo. Anyway, we'll see how we end up. As I said, it's great to have mates, isn't it? My friends tell me that when I'm not going to go the handlebar this year for Movember, which I have been doing, because they say I look like the biker out of the Village People or Ivan Milat. It's not very nice, is it? No. Anyway, we'll keep you up to date on how the Mo is going as we help change the face of men's health. That's coming up in a couple of days. Rightio. Weather for today, beautiful and sunny, up to about 29. It was, the water looked so clear yesterday, and it was just a little bit grey around the place, but today just bathed in sunshine and very, very warm. We'll get up to 34 apparently on Friday. Wow. For the boaties, east to southeasterly winds that'll go northeasterly later, up to about 20 knots in the middle of the day. Major news stories of the day, of course, we're all hoping and praying they find some survivors, but it doesn't look good. Joko Widodo was ordered a 24-hour search and rescue effort to recover the remains of 189 people believed to have died on flight JT610. As you heard in the news with Hannah, they are recovering bodies this morning. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Locally, police are appealing for information after man was hit by a car near Taree on Sunday night. Now, emergency services were called to Wingham Road just after nine following reports a man had been struck by a Land Cruiser. A 30-year-old man was treated at the scene by paramedics before being airlifted to John Hunter Hospital in a critical condition. The driver of the Land Cruiser, a 74-year-old woman, drove a short distance before contacting 000. Officers from the Crash Investigation Unit attended the scene and are continuing to follow a number of lines of inquiry. Any witnesses or anyone with dash cam footage or any other information that may assist the investigation is urged to come forward. In sport, Australian cricket greats have called on administrators to cut the bans on Steve Smith, Dave Warner and Cameron Bancroft. That investigation was tabled yesterday. But it's funny, the ones in the suits that are still going to the World Cup in the corporate box in a couple of years' time, they're still there. Yeah. In sport locally, in bowls, the 60th anniversary Riverview Bowls Carnival continues at beautiful North Haven today. Kempsey Swim Club meet tonight, and Maldemar Long Riders, the longboard club, out this weekend, being the first Sunday of the month as well. On the show today, well, I am so excited. I grew up listening to this guy with Bob Hudson on the first three letters of the alphabet in the 80s. Glenn A. Baker. Absolute walking encyclopedia as far as music goes. This guy, what he doesn't know about music is not worth knowing. Now, tomorrow night, his film festival starts at Majestic Cinemas with great music movies. Now, there is the Bohemian Rhapsody film, the one everyone's waiting for, about Queen. We're going to talk to Glenn about that and also give away some tickets to the opening night tomorrow night as well. So it's a beaut prize, let me tell you, all right? We'll talk to Glenn A. Baker around 7:45. Also, we'll take a look at what's on. A couple of big events coming up at the weekend for Holiday Coast Credit Union. Christy in with the Mid-North Coast today with what's on for today only. And the $1,000 birthday wheel. If you are birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Maradona, who these days looks like he swallowed a soccer ball. Also, the great Henry Winkler. Hey, the Fonz. And Grace Slick from Jefferson Starship, all birthdaying on this day. It is the 30th day of October. 13:27:10, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. You can hear why Bluey Waters goes for the Western Suburbs and the Magpies. We exposed that yesterday. And as I said, if you missed any part of the show, go to my page and press catch up. It's all there.
We love our city. Feels good.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels
good. Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
Across Cactus Island, it's the world's favorite sitcom, President Donald J. Dump, starring in...
Everybody loves Donald, believe me.
Alone in the Awful Office, the president is tweeting...
I am so caring, I've decided not to recall our troops from Afghanistan after all, because gun violence here at home is so bad that our boys are safer where they are. Brilliant. Hello, Mr. President.
Hey, it's movie royalty, Arnold Schwarzenegger. What are you doing in the awful office?
I am here because I am going to make America great again. You see, I can sound like an American president just as good as what you can, yeah?
Oh, I get it. The presidency again.
Yeah, I want to be back in politics. I am tired of acting. I want to be the president and kill people for real.
Pardon me?
Terrorists, Talibans, and Americans when I demolish their healthcare like you want to.
Well, sure, that's fine, but...
No, it is not fine. I am joking. You are a nasty president. I want to be a nice president like Barack Obama.
Arnie, we have been through this before. It's against the Constitution for you to become the president because you were not born in America.
Nein, you are wrong, Herr President.
You were born in Austria. Wherever the hell that is.
Not anymore. Yesterday, I went to the Baptist church, and they made me be born again right here in America. So now, I am eligible to run in the election.
Arnie, it doesn't work like that.
Yes, it does. They held my head under the water. 2 more seconds, I would have grabbed that Baptist gook by his girly dress and pulled him down and strangled him with his own sandals, just like in my movie, Conan the Disgusting. But I didn't, and so I got born again. So now I am as American as apple strudel, yeah?
Apple pie, Arnie.
No, thank you. I'm a bratwurst guy. And I promise that as the president, I will save the country money because I won't need any bodyguards.
Arnie, it can't be done. Get out of here. Go check the law.
All right. Hasta la vista, Donald, baby. But I promise you one thing. One of these days, I'll be Barack.
Green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe. Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Johnny Leakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
It's been revealed in an upcoming book, Roman Holiday superstar Audrey Hepburn, heartbroken by the execution of her uncle by the Nazis, worked for the resistance in World War II. Now, in Dutch Girl, that's the book that's coming out in April next year, Robert Mattson presents proof that the Breakfast at Tiffany's star worked directly for resistance leaders. Katie Price could lose her £2 million West Sussex mansion and all of its contents should she be declared bankrupt in a court hearing tomorrow morning. Now, the 40-year-old embattled star, who was once worth £45 million, is due in court over unpaid tax bills. And to Modern Family, and spoiler alert, but it's a fizzer. Which main character is killed off? Well, fans were less than impressed in the US when it was revealed on last week's episode that the departing character was Delilah D.D. Pritchett, Jay Pritchett's ex-wife and the mother of Claire Dunphy and Mitchell, played by Shelley Long. The character only appeared in 7 of the show's 214 episodes. Major character? Hello?
Hello? Oh, Mitchell, you are not going to believe this.
Fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Shorty. How are you?
Good, although a little bit grey out there. They're saying it's going to be a beautiful day today, so hopefully we should get your till ringing again for you.
Yeah, it should be all right. A little bit of a northeast will probably pop up about lunchtime, but I reckon we'll get a good session of fishing in this morning. And, yeah, with this little bit of cloud cover at the moment, it's not a bad time to be out there on the thing. We're going towards the low tide now, so once that tide changes, I reckon we'll get a few fish on the bite.
Now, how about this? Now, this bloke didn't keep them all. He put some back. You know, yesterday you said flathead would be the go.
Yeah.
In the river, 28, Bluey. 28 flathead. How about that?
Yeah, I thought they might be a bit on the chew once we got through that Sunday, that terrible Sunday, wind and this.
But the water's really cleared up after the rain, Bluey. It looks absolutely beautiful.
Yes, yes.
All right, where do you think we should go today, given all those features, nor'easter coming in at lunchtime?
Yeah, I've chopped up a bit of mullet, and I'm out to the breakwaters this morning, and I'm going to try for a quality brim on mullet strips.
For brim on mullet, okay.
Now, I've got the results through from the broken propeller shield.
Oh, good, yes.
Yeah, and congratulations to the Lyon United Services Fishing Club. They were the champions for this year, and that's back-to-back wins for them. And the handicap lines went to the Lyon Hotel Fishing Club.
Okay, well, they've cleaned up.
Yes, and it was quite a... There was some good fish weighed in. Deep-sea boys didn't do too bad. Had to fish in close because of those conditions, but they had snapper to 2 kilos, pearl perch to 1 kilo, sand flathead around the 1.5 kilo mark, some mohawk to 1 kilo, kingfish to 4 kilos, the beach and rockers, jewfish to 10 kilos, that's quite a good fish, tarter around the 3/4, tarter ball around the 3/4 kilo mark. The estuary boys, they had blackfish to 3/4 kilo, brim, biggest brim went 1.6 kilos, so that was a good size brim, wide into 0.5 kilo, and plenty of dusky flathead around the 3/4 kilo mark.
Oh, that's terrific, Bluey, that is good news. Now, first of the month, normally we have a stack of clubs out at this time of the month.
Yes, we've got a couple of clubs to the north of us. Firstly, the Haddad Amateur Fishing Club. They've got their monthly club pods at 12 o'clock way in back of the clubhouse with a barbecue. And we've also got the Southwest Rock Seabreeze Hotel Fishing Club. Their weigh-in starts at 11 o'clock in the beer garden on Sunday.
All right, Bluey, fantastic stuff. There you go. That is good news. And, yeah, hopefully it's going to be a beautiful, sunny week. I don't know if you saw the news, Bluey, but did you see the bloke driving his car around in the Shelley Beach Lagoon? Did you see that on the national news?
Yeah, it wasn't a Camry, was it? Grey Camry?
No, it wasn't a grey Camry.
I couldn't quite catch the name.
No, it wasn't a grey 96 Camry. Get out. But Eric, who's a regular contributor to the show, has sent me a photo. Well, I have seen it, Eric, but he says he got booked for not displaying a beach permit. I wonder if that could be, true, Bluey. That's the only thing they got him on, not display beach permit. Oh, goodness me. Oh, it takes all types to make the world go round, and I think that bloke is he's proof of that, the fella driving that car. Just amazing.
Well, what did he say? He was just washing his tyres.
What, washing his tyres? Yeah, Bluey. I tell you what, when I come back from the farm, though, sometimes I do go near to the car wash near you and go and get all the cow dung from up underneath the car. I get that off there, Bluey, so there you go.
You bring the fertiliser back, eh?
That's right. Do you want any for your strawberries, Bluey? I know you normally put ice cream on yours.
I'll be right here. I'll put that on once, but I tell you what, dude, it's only been the weeds up.
Oh, no, it's good, particularly if you got roses. My great-uncle in Joyce Street, Coffs Harbour, is not with us anymore. My great-uncle Lee Barber, he had the best roses in Coffs Harbour, and he always used to use horse poo.
Down to the local racetrack, pick it up.
And that was the other thing, Bluey. You know what they're selling now? It's on the black market. Winx poo.
Winx poo.
And it's the headline, because we do this thing called Pun of the Week where you look at the newspaper headlines, and the headline was, "The Smell of Success, Bluey."
Right, the smell of success. I like that.
Yeah, interesting. What do you think about Winx, Bluey? Do you think they should retire? I reckon enough's enough. I don't know. Do you think they will retire her?
Oh, they're getting pretty close. They might get one more race out of her, I think.
Yeah, a farewell race.
Good.
Not bad. I remember, because my favourite horse growing up was Gun Sind. I think he had 54 starts for 27 wins. They were his stats. Yeah. And he won a world record at the time, Bluey, or an Australian record, of a quarter of $1 million. Now, that was in 1973, I think, when he retired, or 74, maybe?
Something like that,
yeah.
Yes.
And I think Winx is she's approaching $25 million, Bluey. That's not a bad investment.
Oh, no, it's not bad, is it?
Yeah.
That's what dreams are all made of, aren't they?
Yeah, and I heard a good one yesterday. A bloke said, you know the first foal she has, you know what they're going to call it because it's a smaller version of her? Tiddlywinks.
Tiddlywinks, oh, no.
I like that.
You're a fighter, eh?
I do like that one, Bluey.
I'll have what you're about this morning, that's for sure.
All right, Bluey, let's talk to our fishos that are heading out today. They've got a bit of cloud cover. The blue sky's going to come out, but so will the nor'easter at midday. You're heading to the breakwalls.
Yeah, heading out low tide. The breakwalls are going to try for a brim on mullet strips.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny.
Mostly sunny and a top of 25 on the mid-north coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. In the lead-up to Christmas, Uber has announced it'll move into 15 regional towns. Here's Wade Stevens.
Among those are Port Macquarie and Coffs Harbour. Uber's Natalie Maligan says the locations were selected for their unfulfilled demand. but jobs will be made with recruitment to start in the coming weeks. The companies admitted the local services will take time to reach the reliability seen in the cities, but there's belief it'll happen in time.
A new analysis of tax office data suggests the problem of unpaid super is getting worse, with around one in three workers affected in the mid-north coast. Overall, the review found nearly 3 million Australians have been shortchanged close to $6 billion in superannuation entitlements. Bernie Dean from Industry Super Australia says rogue employers are exploiting outdated laws, along with young, low-skilled, part-time and casual workers.
This cuts deep in rural and regional areas of Australia, where some employers are holding on to the entitlements of local workers. Young workers and those in manual jobs are the most vulnerable, particularly those in part-time and casual work.
Kempsey Shire Council will round out Small Business Month with two workshops, one at the Kempsey Maclay RSL today and the other at the Slim Dusty Centre tomorrow. The first will see businesses discuss strategies they're undertaking to attract the right employees to fill positions and starts 5:30 p.m. tonight. Wednesdays is the grant and tendering workshop for events, containing info on writing funding applications and that on funding open to support events and community groups. There are around 2,000 small to medium-sized businesses in the Maclay. And Mid-North Coast Police are investigating after a man was hit by a four-wheel drive near Taree on Sunday night. The 30-year-old was airlifted to John Hunter Hospital in a critical condition. The driver of the vehicle was a 74-year-old woman. Now to sport. Round 4's gone ahead in the Hastings River District Cricket Comp, and in the first, it's a great contest at Andrews Park between Wauchope and the Port City League's Magpies. Wauchope batted first on Saturday. They accumulated 148 runs before going all out, the Magpies then reaching the total with just 2 wickets to spare. At the Sandcrocs Reserve, Beechwood were dismissed for a paltry 109, the Port Pirates comfortably hitting their target. And Camden Haven were all out for 132 in their battle with Macquarie, and again it was the chasing side getting the job done. And that's the latest news and sport.
Sarah's at it again, planning another surprise party, this time for her sister. She's back at Maxville News Agency for party supplies. While there, she bumped into a few tourists. They were going through all the souvenirs of Maxville, including postcards and teaspoons. Meanwhile, Pete was back again to pick up his lotto tickets, and when he saw Sarah, his heart skipped a beat. Well, Sarah didn't notice Pete. She was busy picking up birthday cards, gift wrapping and stationery. Well, it's all happening at Maxville News Agency in Wallace Street, Maxville.
Triple M beach and surf conditions with Hutto. If real estate is a bit of a puzzle, see Lang & Simmons, Port Macquarie's number one, where it all comes together for you.
Good morning. We have a light west and nor'westerly wind blowing, producing really clean, classic surfing conditions on all our beaches. And the pick of the beaches this morning will be those northern corners and the open beaches. Northern corners and open beaches attracting all the wave size. We do have a southerly swell wave size on these beaches. Looking around that 3 foot mark, though, there's the occasional bigger set coming through. The lulls are a little bit longer for those bigger sets, but if you sit there and wait, you'll get a really nice wave today. We do have a low tide around 7 o'clock this morning. High tide is around 1:30 this afternoon, and the water temperature is around 20 degrees.
Triple M right across the coast. Strotty for brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club just by Town Beach in Port Macquarie, the Port City Bolo, and Mamma Mia there. And, gee, Pierce Brosnan. He murdered every one of those songs. I wonder how ABBA feel about Pierce murdering those songs. And there's a second one out. That 90 minutes is 90 minutes of my life I will never get back. I like Pierce as an actor, but please don't sing. Apparently, in the new film with Bradley Cooper, A Star Is Born, that's actually him singing, and he's very, very good. Pierce, take some lessons, son.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is, our own piece of ABBA in the newsroom, Lee Jollo.
G'day. You got the beard, so you ain't even sung.
Haven't you seen Mamma Mia?
No.
Don't.
No. Okay. Not missing out on too much.
No, awesome, you're not. You're awesome. Not. Now, Lee's got the beard, so you would have been more. Was it Bjorn or Benny that had the beard? I forget now, but Abbott, they've got new stuff coming out shortly. Yep. All righty, Lee, what is the paper saying today? There are a couple of good puns in there too that might make our final four at the
some
end of the
great
week.
Great ones yesterday as well.
Yeah, okay.
In the Daily Telegraph today, the headline there, 13-minute death ride. A bit of a sombre note here. The Boeing 737, which plunged into the ocean off Jakarta just 13 minutes after takeoff, killing all 189 on board, suffered technical problems on its previous flight. The president of Lion Air confirmed the new Boeing plane history as it was revealed one of the pilots made a final desperate distress call just moments before it went down. As well as that victim's final insult, child abuse victims are dying before they can receive compensation for bravely telling their stories to the Royal Commission because payouts are being processed so slowly. And a total face plant. Facebook's popularity among teenagers has plummeted a massive 70% in the past 2 years. That's from a new survey. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, the headline there, spy chief issues warning on China. Australia's spy chief has revealed that critical infrastructure, including the electricity grid and water supplies, could not have been adequately protected if China's Huawei or ZTE had been allowed to build the country's new 5G mobile networks. As well as that, I'm frightened text on Rush revealed one of Australia's leading stage actors, Robin Nevin, has denied that she told an actress at the centre of Geoffrey Rush's defamation case against the Daily Telegraph that she thought Geoffrey had stopped doing that after the young woman allegedly raised claims of sexual assault.
All right, Lee, thank you very much. And locally with you, of course, the big news breaking yesterday about Uber is coming to the Mid-North Coast.
Yeah, exactly right. So indeed, in the lead up to Christmas, Uber's announced it'll move into 15 regional towns, Port Macquarie as well as Coffs Harbour among those. Uber's Natalie Maligan, she says the locations were selected for their unfulfilled demand, but jobs will be made, I suppose, with recruitment to start in coming weeks. The company has admitted the local services will take some time to reach the reliability seen in the cities, but there is belief it'll happen in time. So I suppose we'll wait and see now what the cabbie's reaction will be.
Yeah, for sure. Good on you, Lee. All right. Thank you for that. More coming up at 7 with Lee. Marina is the traffic for us shortly here at Triple M. There was a very good pun in there, in just inside the back page of the Telegraph. It says about Australia's pathetic, record in the T20. The poor blokes that were coming on so well in the test, but it seemed to fall apart in the T20. Yep. And it said, bats to the wall.
Good one.
I don't mind that one. Will it make the top four? We'll find out on Friday when Lee and I release our top four in Pun of the Week. Yep, coming up tomorrow night, it's going to be a huge night at our great sponsors, Majestic Cinemas, for the Glen A. Baker Music Film Festival. And wow, what films he's got to show. The Blues Brothers, Woodstock, Purple Rain, Elvis, That's the Way It Is, A Night at the Opera, and of course Bohemian Rhapsody. He's online now, getting ready for tomorrow night. G'day, Glenn. How are you?
Mate, I'm absolutely fine. Yes, I am getting ready with a couple of the films that I wasn't all that familiar with. And one of them, the film company arranged a special screening for me of Bohemian Rhapsody, the new film about Freddie Mercury and Queen, in 2.5 hours, and it was just astonishing. So I've just got through with seeing that and being all revved up, because that's our opening night, and that's the one that I'll be talking most about, sort of in my introduction to the festival. So it's wonderful stuff. Like I said, about time they made a film about Queen. It was the one thing that just loomed large as being sort of, something that had been ignored for a long time. And with a man called Rami Malek, they really found the right man to play him. Absolutely.
Yeah, Glenn. Look, a couple of years ago, when they were touring the musical, I got to speak with Peter Freestone, who was Freddie's personal assistant.
Oh, yes.
And it's an amazing story. I think Freddie's mum and his sister, are they still alive too?
Yes, I believe so. And Freestone, actually, who you spoke to, was one of the consultants to the film, as was, of course, Brian May and Roger Taylor. And so it was in good hands. The filmmaker was not allowed to get away with anything. Not that I imagine he would have. But basically, all these people watching carefully, who knew how it all unfolded, they knew sort of, what the story was. And so that's what makes it. Look, there's something, mate, about films about rock culture that only the Brits can make. the Americans just don't get it when it comes to rock. Everything has to be cliched and overdone. But with the Brits, they understand what, you know, sort of like, yeah, the rock lifestyle is all about. And they do it. They do it so well. I mean, you know, you feel like that you are actually gone back in a time machine and you are visiting with Freddie and the boys as of back then. And the scenes in the Wembley Stadium for Live Aid are just incredible. I mean, because they performed for 18 minutes. That was their segment in Live Aid. And all 18 minutes are reproduced on the stage. You get every note they play. And so that's what makes it really exciting.
Glenn, how important in the hit, in Queen's makeup and their popularity, how important was that 18 minutes?
Look, Live Aid, remember that Freddie had been away in Munich doing his solo career and being sort of, you know, pretty much led astray. And he had to come back and humble himself and beg to the band to be allowed back into the band. And that's something we tend not to know. I mean, I think Brian May was always going to say yes, but he made him suffer a little. And because Freddie, I think, was drawn to the fact that over a bit of almost 2 billion people were going to be watching this thing and that Queen should be a part of it. But, and Geldof had to, in fact, squeeze them in. The announcements had been made on the bill. Queen wasn't on it. And yeah, Geldof had to come back and say, and we have an extra added attraction joining us will be. And but that's okay. But boy, I think they went on stage having not played for a couple of years and with just that incredible sort of, you know, sense of purpose. Because with Freddie, everything was a show. Everything was drama. I mean, I was in Zanzibar once doing a travel assignment. And I remember walking past this old coral stone building and the guy showing me around just said, Farouk lived there, Farouk. And I went, what, King Farouk? That doesn't sound right. And he said, no, Farouk Balsara. I said, you mean Freddie Mercury? Yeah, he said, he born there on a kitchen table. And that's where he was actually born. And, you know, then he went back through India where his Parsi parents lived and then on to London. So he didn't arrive in London until I think he was 16 years of age. And he cocked various forms of racism. Like there's one scene early in the film where he's working at Heathrow and he's unloading bags from the airport from a plane. And one of the other guys just refers to him as, oh, you know, you packy bastard or something like that. And you realize that was a very English thing which we never thankfully shared in. But basically, that's how people were just dismissed readily in England at that time in the late 60s. So, you know, he wasn't an accepted man. His family weren't viewed with all that, you know, sort of like degree of importance. And so he felt he had something to prove. Anyway, so that will be the first film we show.
Yeah, that's tomorrow night. If you'd like a double pass, 13:27:10 to the Glen A. Baker Film Festival, Bohemian Rhapsody tomorrow night, 13:27:10, tell us where Freddie Mercury was born. 13:27:10, where was Freddie Mercury born?
Floating around in ecstasy, so don't stop me now. Go, go, go.
the late great Freddie Mercury and Queen. Don't Stop Me Now. Absolutely love it. The film festival tomorrow night at Majestic Cinemas in Port Macquarie. Who wants a double pass? 13 27 10, the telephone number. All righty, let's see how Catherine goes. Good morning, Catherine. Where was Freddie Mercury born?
Good morning, Strawny. He was born in Zanzibar.
Zanzibar is right. And fancy Glenn A. Baker going there on the tour, and he was born on the kitchen table there. He walked past the house. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
What Glenn doesn't know about music, honestly, that interview actually went for 18 minutes, Catherine. We'll whack that up on my catch-up page today if you want to hear it. He talks about also about Woodstock, and he just went on and on and on. He's the most knowledgeable bloke I know about music. So if you want to hear the interview in full, go to the catch-up page. All right, Catherine, tomorrow night you're going to see Glenn. You're going to see the movie. Hold the line. We'll get your details. You must be a real Queen fan.
I am. I'm ecstatic.
Good stuff. Did you have a favourite Queen song or album? I know for me, A Night at the Opera was one of the first albums I bought as a teenager. What about yourself?
Oh, I think it's the classic We Are the Champions.
Yeah.
I love the message of that song.
Yeah. Gee, how many times has that been played at sporting events?
Oh, huh? I know. Plays all over the world.
Sure. Hold the line, Catherine. You're our winner today. He was, in fact, born in Zanzibar. Yes. We have Marina with the traffic for us shortly. Then we'll look at weather around the country. Triple M right across the coast. It's Strotty for Brekkie. Oh, the great Pat Benatar. Hit me with your best shot. Yeah, go for it. See how you go. It's 8 past 8.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, we got Lachlan from Valla to have a crack at the wheel this morning. G'day, Lach. How are you?
Good, thanks.
That's the way, buddy. You know how this works. I'm simply going to match your birthday, then you get the $1,000. It's that simple. Now, what number are we looking for you, Lachlan?
Six.
Number six. All right, buddy. Here we go. Come on, number six. Come on, number six. Come on, number six. Going to be close, Lachlan. Ah, oh, you rotten thing. It lands on the number four. Can't give you the cash, Lockie, but I've got your phone number details. End of the month, which is only one day away. Christy does the draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win that. Really appreciate the call, Lockie. Thank you for that, champion. Other birthdays today. Gee, we were close. Include happy birthday going out to Jack Dickey. Love comes from Ollie and all the gang. Jack lives at Turner's Flat. Good on you, Jack. I hope you have a great day today. Now, people like Jack are sharing their birthdays with the great soccer player Maradona, who looks like he's eaten three soccer balls if you've seen him of late. Also, the Fonz, Henry Winkler, birthdaying on this day, and Grace Slick from Jefferson Starship, also born on this day, October 30. Triple M, Oztober, all month, saluting Australian music, the great sound of the distinctive sound of the Bee Gees there, and doing a little jive talking. Yeah, it's been a great month hearing all these great stories from great Australian musos. Talking about that yesterday, I was really sad to learn that one of Australia's best known conductors, Richard Gill, passed away. He had a long battle with cancer. He was 76. He began his career as a music teacher at Marsden High, but became world-renowned for his work with the orchestra. And it's funny how you remember people. I always remember Richard for being on Spicks and Specs. He was such an interesting guy and so many great stories to tell. And we were very lucky we had Richard Gill born in this country. He was an incredible music teacher. And we're sad for his loss, but, gee, so glad that he had 76 years to give us his great skill and pass on his knowledge. He was an amazing guy. Oztober, we've got one day to go here at the EMS, and, of course, we will sneak out some little bits of the performance from the Garage Sessions in North Queensland. Watch this space, as they say. Next up, though, Strawny Leaks, all the latest entertainment gossip from today. Yesterday we spoke about Russell Morris, absolutely huge Aussie legend, playing the LUSC on Friday night. Can't wait for that. But overnight, if you're a fan of Audrey Hepburn, as I am, crikey, she could act. She was stunningly beautiful, brilliant actor. And Raymond Holiday, is that in your top 10 films of all time? It's in mine. We've got news on a new book about her. Also, Katie Price and Modern Family. Now, they built this up to be, spoiler alert, you know, one of the main characters getting killed off. It wasn't. All right, I've got details next, but if you don't want to know, put your finger in your ear and go ting-a-ling-a-loo. That's next. Triple M right across the coast. Christy with What's On the Mid-North Coast today coming up real soon. It's Mr. Mister. Isn't that a great name? And I used to have a mate of mine who was working in a coffee shop, and he used to have, Christy's in here early, he used to have a black shirt with white writing on it, and he was at the coffee shop, he was Mr. Barista.
Ooh, good.
That's
one.
Pretty cool, isn't it? Yeah, I like
Probably
that.
Probably misfits.
Morning to all our coffee connoisseurs around the Mid-North Coast. We've had a morning of conjecture here at the M's because Cass and Bodge up the hallway. I made my coffee at 4, right?
Yep.
And I'm thinking there'll be another milk there. Because you know when people, even if there's a little bit left, they go straight to the full container?
Well, they don't want the dregs on the bottom.
We're famous for that here. So I'm not prejudiced. I'll go and have the little bit in the bottom. So I use that, left a little bit, and bugger lugs up the hallway. Bodge is absolutely, the toys are out of the cot this morning. No milk, no, you know.
Didn't think to open the fridge and look.
So but I know he's M.O. He'll send one of his minions, like poor Caleb, he'll send him out.
No, Lee Jollo's his minion.
Oh, he's got the staff now. Normally the work experience kids.
No, Lee Jollo goes and gets him coffee
toys are out of the cot here. It's like, Bodge, mate, it's open. The bakery downstairs, Michael's open, like at 3 o'clock in the morning. Not that Bodge is ever here. He's normally about 5 to 6.
You do realise this is Bodge and he's very, very lazy.
I know.
He'd do anything to get stuff done.
You know his car, the Silver Astra? Yeah. Shelley Beach Sunday?
I know. He'd do that to wash his wheels.
I think he would, yeah.
Triple M's Flight Times, powered by Majestic Cinemas in Port Macquarie and Buckheads and Sawtelle, where movies come alive. For more details, head to majesticcinemas.com.au.
No problems with the plane this morning. Just spoke to Paul at the airport. They've got milk there. And he says QF2165, your QantasLink flight, is on time. 10 past 10 should get you into Sydney around 25 past 11. Mostly sunny in the harbour city there today and around 25 degrees. It's a funny place to work. I've got to get a real job one day. Nah, maybe not. It's Triple M. Triple M, the Ray Hadley Morning Show, after 9 on 131 873. It's steamed air and na-na-na-na. Hey, kiss him goodbye. 14 to 9 and away we go. I'm still laughing about Bodge.
The milk.
The milk up the way. You know the other thing he didn't know about? Because I have experienced this, and anyone who's worked in an office will know what I'm talking about. There's only one thing worse than running out of milk. Floaties.
What?
Floaties in the milk. You know, when what? It's obviously it's out of date and there's bits. When you pour it in, you think, oh, yeah, it's just that little... Hang on. I've got floaties here.
Where did they come from? Or was that when it started to
That's when
off?
You have to... that's when you have to throw the whole lot out. Mm. But you don't know. So you don't know until you tip it in that you have floaties. And floaties are just, oh, dear.
And then you just waste a good coffee.
I know. I think floaties should be banned. Normally when they're out of date.
You're going to boycott them. How are you going to stop them, Strawny? How are you going to stop them?
Yeah. Anyway,
just don't drink the Bodge drinks
isn't
at the bottom.
Bodge isn't across floaties either. Anyway, Cass just shakes her head. It's 13 to 9.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
All right, Christy, fair bit happening today.
Yeah, there is. There's a small business workshop in Kempsey at the RSK from 5:30 till 7:30. It's a recent survey showed 50% of small business owners have a really hard time finding the right skilled workers to fill their open positions. So if you want to get along, find out from other local businesses about the strategies that they're using to fill those positions. It's worth going along to. Art Express is a series of exhibitions of work by New South Wales visual arts students for the HSC. One of my casuals here, she doesn't work on this station just yet, but she is quite good at art.
And fantastic.
That, she's having a good time with all her drama and art as well. So get along to the exhibition at the Glasshouse. Zumba dance classes are every Tuesday at the Valor Beach Tourist Park. Two sessions, 10 a.m. in the Woolshed, which is a low impact class, and 6 o'clock in the large conference hall, which is a medium to high impact class. And in swimming, the Kempsey Club meet tonight from 6 o'clock at the pool in Belgrave Street.
All right, Christy, thank you for that.
And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Triple M right across the coast. That's it for us for today. Wrapping it up with the great Steve Miller Band Air and big old jet airliner, Carry Me to My Home. Love it. 5 to 9, that's it for us for today. If you missed any part of the show, including my really interesting chat with Glenn A. Baker, crikey, well, that guy doesn't know about music isn't worth knowing, okay? He's here tomorrow night for the start of his film festival with Majestic Cinemas. And, gee, we had some very lucky winners today of double passes to tomorrow night. The Sherpa's also going. He won tickets with Jack yesterday. 6 for $6.30 if you're going tomorrow night for the Music Film Festival, which is just going to be great. Also tomorrow, a reminder, Worst Dad Jack Wednesday. Some people laugh, some people cry. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Whatever you're doing, enjoy your Tuesday. Beautiful sunny conditions up to 29 today. News shortly, then Ray on 131 873. Have a super Tuesday.